think evolution's a fact because science.
Wait, yeah, it's still a theory, so it's not a fact.
Well, the reason it's a theory is because it's been scientifically proven.
So, which would mean it's not a fact.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a body of facts to make up a cohesive model, I suppose. It's not just like one singular fact.
Okay. So what are the facts?
No population ever achieves Hardy-Weinberg equilibrium. The fossil record clearly demonstrates that the organisms of the past are completely different than the organisms of the present. Which kind of lays the foundation for the idea that life has changed over time, which is to say evolved.
The idea.
And then that was confirmed with
genetics. Oh, I'm sorry.
That was confirmed via genetics. And tons of other things, but that's really all you need.
Has it been observed?
Yep.
Like, I'm not talking about dog breeding. I'm talking about like one species changing from one to another. Has that ever been observed?
Yep.
Or can it be observed?
Well, I just said yes, so I'm gonna go with yes.
Okay, what's the evidence of that?
The Daphne Major finches in the Galapagos, that's one example.
A bird is another bird, and a bug is another bug. That's not a speciation change, my friend.
Yes, it is. You either don't know what species are.
No,
or
you don't know
or
what
you're
species are.
Or you're tactfully, not tactfully, tactically? I don't know. You're doing a tactical retreat here on this.
No, I'm not retreating. I'm going forward. A mosquito is still a mosquito.
Yep.
A bird is still a bird.
Yep, I know. Okay, is an emu a hummingbird?
An emu is a bird.
Is an emu a hummingbird?
No.
Okay, so they are two
different. Both are birds.
But they're different species, right?
No.
Okay.
That's
why I said you don't know.
No, they both have feathers. Mammals don't have feathers, my friend.
It's less general.
No, mammals don't have feathers.
Yeah, it's less scales. It's less general than phyla.
No,
the phyla they're both in is chordata. They're in the same class, I believe. Aves is a class. So
yeah, have you ever seen something crawl out of the ocean that doesn't have hair that now has hair?
No. So we're not doing anything else until you either understand or. Well, you might not be
You've
able
never
to understand.
Seen that.
So I'm not sure where we go from there. We're not doing anything
understand. I'm not sure you know where
until
to go
you
from
understand
there.
That there are multiple species of birds. Do you understand that there are multiple species of birds?
Okay, there are they're all birds.
There are
birds
multiple
are birds
species
are birds.
Of birds.
Yes, we can breed birds. We can breed dogs, but they're still dogs at the end of the day.
Okay, so if a species of bird becomes a different species of bird, that is evolution. That is a change of species.
It's still a bird. It's still a bird.
But it satisfies 100% what you
no,
were looking
it doesn't.
For. Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. No, no, okay. It does not.
What if
it's not a speciation change? It's not some reptile crawled out of the ocean and
what if
grew
a dog,
hair and now we're mammals?
What if a dog turned into a unicellular organism? Would that be? I'm just making this up off the top of my head. That sounds like the kind of thing that would be extreme enough to meet your criteria, and you couldn't shift the goalpost away from that one.
Yeah. Oh. Has a dog ever became a unicellular organism?
Canine transmissible venereal tumor. Yep.
Oh, okay.
It's a single-celled parasite. It came from a dog.
How'd that happen? How did that happen?
Well, the dog had cancer on its wee-wee, and then it fucked another dog, and then many rounds of this happened, and at some point along the way, the cancer... began being able to
at some point
At some point along the way, the cancer became able to reproduce on its own. It didn't, because normally cancer...
And that's a dog.
Because normally cancer... No, it's a single-celled organism. So normally cancer develops from the host, but in this case, the cancer tissue broke off of the host, but it continues existing in perpetuity. It needs a host, like all parasites do, like a tick does.
So you're talking about a mutation.
But it is obviously its own form of life.
It's not a canine.
Yeah, I know.
That's not evolution.
The dog cancer turned into its own organism.
Yeah. Okay. And that is not evolution.
Yeah, it is.
That's just cancer. That's a virus.
No, cancer is not viruses.
All right, it's not evolution. It's not a dog.
Yes, it is. Yes, it's an organism.
It's not a dog.
I know it's not a dog.
It's not a dog.
The whole point is that it's not a dog. Like, how are you?
Yes, the whole point is that it's not a dog.
How are you arguing?
It's not a species.
Are you arguing that the thing you were looking for?
It's not a species.
How do you even put this into words? This is remarkable what you're doing here.
Right. You said you don't even know how to put it into words.
I need to see this specific thing for it to happen.
Right. Yeah. That's what evolution is.
And then you're taking the thing.
You need.
And then you're taking, here's the thing I need to see as the argument that it's not what you were asking for.
No. You.
Chat, why did it do that? Why did it say, here's the evidence I need? And then when I gave it the evidence it needs, it said, oh, that proves my point that it's not the case. This is very strange.
I think it's probably because he said changing from one species of a bird to a different species of a bird isn't speciation somehow. So I don't know really what he wants.
Well, yeah, I have an example of it's not a bird, it's a dog, but it turns into not a dog. So earlier you said, if it goes from bird to bird, that's not evolution. Okay, so it would need to go from bird to something completely different. Now, I don't have an example of a bird for that, but I have an example of a dog for that. And then you unironically said, yeah, but it's not a dog anymore. That was the standard that you set up. You've been muted for a while and you haven't unmuted yourself. It's actually kind of weird. You can do it whenever you want, but
he's in the comments saying that you cut his mic instead of just unmuting.
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, I don't know how that happened. That's not your fault.
Yeah, so a dog turned into a non-dog. So the thing that you
demanded, a dog did not turn into a non-dog. Some random mutation happened.
Yes, that's how. That is the only possible
way.
No,
that's not a non-dog. That's a minus.
What is the only way that evolution can happen? Namarukai, what is the only way for evolution to possibly happen?
That's a negative effect, not a positive.
So the answer is through mutations. So when you say, oh, that's not evolution, that's mutations. It's just fascinating. You did it twice. You took the thing, the standard you demand is met.
No, that
you say, aha, that proves that it's not the thing that I was asking for. It's actually, it's almost hard to believe. Don't let chat, what is it doing, happen to you. I've taken 100 of the most common anti-scientific arguments and put together the research, the logic, and the facts to take them all down. Every copy is personally signed and shipped by me. There are also way over 100 additional misconceptions in my second book, Facts That Aren't True. Or if you prefer, there are full audio versions of both books, including all of the pictures used in the books. If you're interested, click the link in the description.
Yeah, that's not general evolution. Like, oh, a dog fucked another dog, and then we've got some single-celled organism again. Isn't progression, that's regression, my friend.
No, it isn't. There's no such thing as there is no such thing as regression in evolution.
Yes, a dog fucked another dog, and now we've got some some single-celled organism.
Yeah, there's no such thing as regression in biology.
And that's evolution.
There's no such thing as regression in biology.
Yeah, that's not evolution, my friend. Evolve.
Tell me.
Does not mean a dog fuck another dog.
Tell me what an example of evolution would be that would pass your test.
Speciation change.
Okay, a dog turned into a non-dog. There you go.
A dog did not turn into a non-dog.
Are dogs single-celled?
Does evolution say that after somebody fucks somebody, then you'd suddenly a single-celled thing goes, and then now there's a new single-celled organism?
Evolution doesn't say anything.
Is that what we're talking about?
Evolution doesn't say anything.
Is that what we're talking about?
Evolution doesn't say anything.
Did we come out of something crawl out of the ocean and become mammals with hair? A speciation change.
No right, evolutionary exactly. biologist believes but so, that. So. But people that are idiots think that evolutionary biologists think that.
Right, so a dog can fuck a mammal can become a single-celled organism because they fuck.
In this specific case, it kind of went a little bit like that.
Okay. So that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about evolutionary over millions of years, a speciation change.
That is what
we're talking about.
Do you think that evolutionary...
Yeah, that is where we started. And then this fucker went like, a dog fucked a dog, and now we've got a single-celled organism. No, we're talking about the progression. We're talking about the progression. Tell your lackey to shut the fuck up.
Actually, I'm not going to say anything, and you're going to only talk to him for like 5 minutes.
Okay, go ahead. Let's go. I've read The Blind Watchmaker.
He takes orders. Go. I think you're a dog. That's a good boy.
That's
a good boy. That's a good boy.
We can do this two-on-one thing. I know what punctuated equilibrium is, whatever that fuck wanted to say about evolution. Let's go.
I said he started at the finches.
No, we're going way back.
The finches. Yeah, I know that's where you.
Further back.
All right, we're all the way back to the point where you hit your head and became this.
No, further back.
Tell me about it.
Further back.
Chat, can we get some bones? Bones in the chat dog of a guest.
Where is proof? That one species became another.
He already told you that.
No, he didn't. Was a dog fucking a dog? No, he did not.
Finches. Yeah, the finches.
The finches.
Yes. You said that it's not speciation. It's two different species of bird.
When does something crawl out of the ocean and become a mammal?
Who told you that was something people believe? That they just crawl out and suddenly they're a mammal.
No, how does that progression work?
Do we need to rehash it?
Has it been proven?
Yeah.
No, it hasn't.
Oh, damn, you got me.
Yeah.
Dang, we don't have a
petri dish of a single-celled organism becoming a mammal. We have no proof of that.
It's actually so fitting
that was a requirement
that we're talking about dogs while I have this picture of you getting dog walked. This is actually really funny.
That's the progression of evolution, right? Where did life start? Nobody said that we just put a single-celled organism in a petri dish and it became a monkey.
Earth.
I don't know. That's a different question.
Evolution is answering the question of
evolution says nothing about the start of life, the origin of life itself. It's not a question it attempts to answer.
So, whatever your name is, you gotta stop yelling. Ask one question.
Okay. Where did evolution start?
Earth. Okay, what is your next question?
How did evolution start?
Chemistry. Biogeochemical cycles.
There was a chemist?
No, chemistry. Chemistry is something that happens in nature all the time. Life actually is merely chemistry. So chemistry is what would have predicted. You're being a really good boy right now, just so you know. I just want to tell you that. Chemistry is the process that would have beget the first
time.
I'm going to say your other guests were absolutely terrible. Anyhow, okay. Continue.
Well, what's your next question? Because I'm 2 for 2 on yours.
Well, you're answering my questions, maybe not adequately. But
okay. What's your next question?
What did life look like when it started? How was that testable, feasible?
I don't know precisely. We know it could really could not have been multicellular. The first life form may have been like a viral analog. Maybe it had a protein coating instead of a phospholipid coating, or maybe it did have a phospholipid membrane.
Right. So how do you draw that into life as we know it?
Sure.
And scientifically, how is that testable? How is that observable?
So I'm going to demonstrate to you why this has nothing to do with whether or not evolution is true. So do you know who Tom Brady is? You got to unmute yourself.
Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know who Tom Brady is?
I do, yeah. Okay. Unfortunately.
How many Super Bowls did he win? He wears a bunch of
rings. He wears a bunch of rings on his fingers.
Yes, yes.
He won 9, I think. I think he won 8 with the Patriots and 1 with the Bucks.
It was 6 with the Patriots and 1 with the Bucks. But okay, so he won. So you
7. I thought he won 9. Oh yeah.
You know who Tom Brady is? Right. You know he played for the Patriots and the Bucks. Where did he go to college?
I have no idea where he went.
Okay, well, maybe you don't know all that much about him. But okay, so you know, do you remember the famous person he was married to for a while?
I think he was married to a model. Yeah, I think that model's married to
Jiznail Blumpkin, I think was her name. But anyways, so there's all these things you know about Tom Brady. Okay, what position were Tom Brady's parents in when he ejaculated into her mom, thus creating the inception of Tom Brady? Because you have to know that in order to know whether or not he played for the Patriots.
Missionary. Boom. Next question.
So, sorry. I mean, it was actually an accident, but
yeah. Well, you would have to know.
What position were his parents in?
You would have to know, like, where every atom aligned in order to know if life could be conceived on this planet.
So that has nothing to do with what position Tom Brady's parents were in when he ejaculated into his mother. Could you answer that question for me?
Nothing has anything to do with what position they were in.
Oh, and the origin of life has nothing to do with whether or not evolution is true. Now you understand it. Okay. You can now ask your third or fourth question.
Yeah. If life began doesn't prove whether or not evolution is true, then why is the why is that so much a I'm sorry, I'm trying to get my words straight. Why is that why is whether evolution is true codified in whether Like, if you can trace it back, then why isn't it true?
Holy fucking shit. What a question.
Drinking a little bit. Like,
a little bit?
If you can't prove it, if you can't prove where life came from, why is evolution true?
Because it doesn't matter, regardless of how the first life forms were formed on this planet. If it was the case that aliens came here and created the first living cells using technology, if the origin
that
of...
That what you think?
No, but if that is what happened...
Are you like a panspermian?
Stop. If that is what happened... If that is what happened, then everything about evolution since then would still be what we know today. So evolution is not proven true or false based on how life got here. Well, it can be, because if you believe in like a literal interpretation of the Bible, because the Bible says that basically all of the life forms were created at the same time.
So that means
they really didn't evolve hardly at all, except there would be methamphetamine-driven levels of evolution post-flood. But
I mean, that's cool. So you think that a bunch of different species showed up all at once?
No.
So then where do they all come from?
Evolution.
A single origin?
Yeah.
All right. Then everything that you just said is meaningless. Because they didn't all come from a single origin. If they did come from a single origin, then you would have to prove that. Instead of your alien species are like sperming the earth.
The alien species creating the first organism
all the species came from the first organism.
Okay, all life on the planet shares genes.
Yes, we share the same genetics. Yes, we have the 90. We have lots of shared genes with a banana. That doesn't prove anything.
I mean, if you don't believe me, then stick one up your ass.
Okay. Well, prove it.
You can stick one up your ass?
No.
I mean,
we can all do that together. Let's all stick a banana up our ass and be like, this is my ancestor. Come on, let's do it right now.
If you can, I suppose.
No, thanks.
All right. So we share lots of genetics with a banana.
No, very few, actually.
No, a lot. Like,
no, not a lot, actually.
60% of our genetics.
Not all that much.
60% of our genetics is with a banana.
No, it's not.
Yes. Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Look it up. Hey, viewers, look it up.
I have looked it up. I've read more about that claim than you've read in your entire life, which is to say I read one thing about it.
That's bullshit.
No.
I've read Richard Dawkins. I've read everything about evolution, my friend.
All of it?
And miraculously it had no effect on you.
Well, it didn't sway me. It didn't make me think that it was a fact. It was a good hypothesis and still a theory. I'm not swayed one way or another. Like I think the biggest thing that I'm controversial about is like the Lucy findings in Africa. Like these mammals were climbing trees and they were found in the back of a cave.
Nobody thinks that Lucy was climbing trees, snort.
That's what they found. They stood up in the middle of the savannah. Yes, my wife is an archaeologist. She says this all the time.
There's this one Lucy specimen that speculated that it died by falling out of a tree. Is that what you're talking about?
No. This is like they found these specimens in the back of a cave, except they were supposed to be out in the savannah. So then why the hell
That
were they in
didn't
the back
happen. I
of a
think you're
cave?
thinking of Homo naledi. Homo
Homo
naledi,
habilis.
famously, like,
Nope, Homo habilis.
which is not Lucy either. So you're just making this up as you go.
No, I'm not. You're
Oh,
nope, I'm not.
yeah, you are. I'm not. I'm not. You are. You're drunk.
Yeah, I am a little
You're.
I think I might be on this guy's side now. I'm convinced that he knows what he's talking about.
we're not here to convince what we're talking about. We're here, I guess we're here to
You're not even
know
here to
if
do that, and you tweet it
evolution
anyway.
is a fact and it's not.
Guest, you're not really even here, I would say.
I'm here.
Most, well, I
You want to talk
mean,
about Lucy?
the lights are on, but I don't think anyone's actually home.
You want to talk about Lucy?
There's a very good chance that tomorrow he'll think that this didn't happen.
Oh no, I will definitely know this happened.
What about Lucy?
What about Lucy? Do you know
You
anything about
said, do
Lucy?
you want to talk about Lucy?
Do you want to talk about Lucy? They found her in the back of a cave.
I don't think that,
And then they
no, that's
said
Lucy, no.
these people were these quote unquote people were in or like stood up in the middle of the savannah. Then why were they in the cave?
Lucy was not found in a cave.
Yes, you what? Yes, under Victoria Falls.
Can you re
Okay.
under Victoria Falls?
Oh no, that was wrong. That was a different one.
Guest, can you read? Like, I can tell you choose mostly not to, probably, like in life, but can you?
I can read.
Okay, read this. What are you waiting for? Okay, you can't read. Okay, so okay.
Yes.
Do you have any words with less syllables?
N-O? I don't know if I can do any better than that. Are you just not gonna even try
Hold
to
on,
read
it's a
this?
little cut off. I will
Oh.
tell you that.
Oh, well, on my end, it looks like it's
There
not.
you go. It's good now. Oh, he's gone.
Oh, it left. Rather being subjected to the tyranny of reading on camera, he chose instead to run away.
Reading is kind of hard, dude. I don't blame him.
Reading is for people that know how to read.
This video and all my videos is on my Patreon ad-free, and you can get a free copy of my first book by being a member too. Plus, your name will appear in the end credits. Thank you.